MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
The City of Johannesburg's executive has backtracked over the implementation of a new monthly 200 Rand prepaid meter fixed electricity surcharge. Last week, you'll remember, the Mayor, Kabelo Gwamanda, said the decision had been taken. Now the MMC for Finance, Dada Morero, says it will be reviewed. He joins me on the program now. And firstly, then, why has the city decided to review this?
Let me just indicate that based on the outcry that would have been raised by some in the communities and some in the political parties represented in council, we then came to a conclusion in the council meeting held on Tuesday that we will then take the matter back to the executive and open up a review process to look into the difficulties that people are faced with on this matter. But I think I must hasten also to say that the availability charge, or what we call the fixed costs, will continue. We need to have this money. We need these fixed costs. So generally, we are saying, in light of what has been raised, we'll then have to relook at to whether is it the 200 too high. We may want to relook at it. So that's the process we are going to undertake as the executive with the administration, that we have already given them the task to conduct a proper research and a proper report and bring the report back to the mayoral committee for us to make a call, final call on this matter. But it is also important to note that it will be done within the processes of the National Treasury, who assessed our budget and approved our budget. We have to ensure it's within the FMMA so that we don't compromise any legislation in the process of the reviewal of the availability charge.
MMC, did the city anticipate this outcry? And do you think, with sober reflection, the amount of 200 Rand was an overreach?
Look, from where we are, we didn't expect the outcry. As you'd know, that the matter also went through the necessary public consultations, and perhaps the public may not have commented quite sharply during the period of consultations when we took the tariffs to communities. So it could have been an oversight on communities. But we must also hasten to say that those that are on the indigent or are poor and unable to afford are exempted as a result of them having registered on our ESP, and those are actually exempted from the payment of the fixed cost. It must also be noted that conventional customers are already paying the fixed cost, which is much higher than the prepaid. So it is also important to note that there must be a balancing act so that we can continue to sustain the cross-subsidization of our customers. So it is important that whilst we are trying to review this thing, we have to bear in mind that we need the money to ensure that there's continuous maintenance and upgrade of existing infrastructure, and of course the new infrastructure that we intend to install. So those are some of the things that we are going to look at, and we finally arrived at the decision that we think will be accommodative. And I think the other point that the customers and consumers should know is that Johannesburg remains the cheapest in terms of fixed costs or availability costs. As you'd know, that other municipalities and metros are already beyond 200 rands. There are some already at 300, 345, and so on and so on. So we remain cheaper because we did take into consideration the difficulties that our customers are experiencing as a result of the economic challenges and generally the cost of energy or electricity. So we're very, very conservative in our numbers, and hence we came at 200.
MMC, could you explain to me then how this review process is going to work and what criteria you're going to consider?
Now, in the main, is to relook at the prepaid model, look at what has already been approved by NERSA, what has been approved in terms of tariffs by NERSA, We'll then relook at the customer base on our prepaid against our conventional customers for us to arrive at an equitable decision that we think it will give a reasonable fixed cost that we think our customers will be able to afford. So we'll have to balance also conventional customers because they are also already paying much higher fixed costs than the prepaid. And we'll also relook at how to expand our ESP program to ensure that as many people who are not affording can be registered with our ESP so that they can reap the benefits and be exempted. So we'll be looking at a number of factors, including what the FMMA requires us to do in terms of passing a budget. As you know, the law only says we can pass the budget once and the tariffs once in a particular year, and we've already passed the tariffs and the budgets. So we'll look into those things and then come up with proposals that we think will be fair to our customers moving forward.
The bigger problem, of course, is the city having to address ongoing financial inefficiencies and inadequate debt collection. You've got to start getting that right as well.
Well, we have also said we need to focus on ensuring that our revenue collection is increased from the current 86-87% to 90%, which is the work that we're trying to do to ensure that we are efficient in as far as our collection is concerned. We do know that last year in particular, we really battled, and part of the observations was that most of our customers were even coming out to register into our ESP, indicating that your suburban customers who have been consistent in paying their rates and taxes are now also falling into ESP or rather becoming indigent. And this is as a result of the economic conditions, which we also had to understand that some of these customers are stretched. So we are going to be focusing much further in trying to push it to 90% so that the financial position of the city can be acceptable. We know that our budget was currently passed at an 86% collection rate assumptions, and we wanted to keep it there. But that does not mean our performance in between cannot be increased to 90%. So we are working hard day in and out to increase our collection. There are challenges at times which relates to bridging by customers, whether water and electricity, which then results in a huge technical or non-revenue water or losses that we're experiencing as a result of bridging and illegal connections, which has actually pushed our non-revenue water and electricity quite high. And we hope that we need to address some of these infrastructure challenges and generally the discipline of our customers and get them to stop breaching our meters, which results in us not being able to collect the revenue that we should be collecting.
All right, I am going to leave it there with my thanks. That's Johannesburg's MMC for Finance, Dada Morero.